Yo, welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast. I'm your host, Podcast Man 420. Today, we're going to talk about home. Because what is home? You know what I'm saying? Home. Home to some, or I've heard before, home is what you make it, right? But I feel like to some people, home is everywhere because they travel so much, you know? It's what they live for. You know what I mean? It's what they live for. They live to travel. It's, you know what I mean? They don't want a specific place of residence, you know what I'm saying? Because they like the thrill of going from place to place, meeting new people, seeing new things, experiencing life. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like sometimes we meant to travel. You know what I mean? We meant to explore the world. Like, I want to travel the world. It's the reason why I started this journey. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, this cannabis advocate. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, you know, weed ain't never let me down. Anytime I felt some type of way, spark up, smoke with somebody. Yeah, home is where the heart is. Yeah, that's true. Home is where the heart is. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see home is where you can actually take off all of the facades you have to throw at people, right? In life, right? Some people, you have to be tough. Some people, you have to be gentle. You know what I'm saying? Like, but when you get home, you can actually be you. You know what I'm saying? You can release all of the stresses of worrying about it. This is going to happen. This tragedy is going to happen. That's going to happen. You home, you like, yo, I'm here. Can't nobody see me. Can't nobody touch me. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody make me angry. Can't nobody make me upset. I can only make myself happy here. You know what I'm saying? I can only work on myself here. This is a place where, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a place where I want to feel the most love. You know what I'm saying? Like when I hear home, I hear family, right? Because that's what we want at home a lot of the times. You feel me? Rather it be a dog, a cat, you know what I mean? A cousin, a sister, a brother, a significant other, you know, children. We want that feeling when we come home of welcome to peace. It may be a little bit of chaos, you know what I'm saying? But all in all, welcome to peace. You know, yeah, it's a lot of things we can't say to the people at home. But that's our choice. You know what I'm saying? That's our choice to hold in our own things that we go through. You know what I'm saying? But in your home, everybody should really know everything. Whether you're healthy, whether you're sick, whether you're pregnant, whether you're diseased. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's true. That's what I say. You know what I'm saying? Family, the home can be chaos. You know what I'm saying? It can feel like chaos. But in all actuality, it's just a simple fact that everyone cares for each other so much that they want to see them do better and they get upset when they don't. You know what I'm saying? In life, most of the time when we really care about people, we'll scream at them because we feel like they should have done something. Or like they're not somewhere where they should be for, you know what I'm saying, to our eyes, right? For instance, like, if you come home, right, one of your household, right, so yeah, say your big brother, right, big on basketball, right, but he just gave up basketball out of nowhere, right, because he got his heart broken, right, he just gave up basketball, just stopped, right? Sometimes you're gonna wind up screaming at them, you know what I'm saying? Yo, why didn't you keep going? Keep going. You know what I'm saying? And they upset with you because they like, you don't understand my troubles. You don't understand my struggles. instead of yelling at them, you know what I'm saying, and creating the chaos, speak. Let them know how you feel. You know what I'm saying? We never let people really know how we feel about them. You know what I'm saying? We always joke about it. You know, we may say it in a super harsh way where they get upset about it. We don't really know how to straight up say, yo, look, I feel like, you know, you should really get back to where you was. You know what I'm saying? All right, you too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's like, yo, you gotta, you know, you gotta learn how to cope with people's listening sometimes. You know what I mean? But sometimes we just gotta cope with the way we should speak. We should speak more realistically to the people that we love. You know what I'm saying? We should really tell them how we feel about their situation. You know what I mean? And really listen to what they say back on why they didn't want to do it, or why they felt like they didn't have the love for it anymore. They felt like they weren't as talented as they thought they were. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just hear them back like you want them to hear you. You know what I mean? That's what we do at home. You know, that's what we're supposed to do at home. And a lot of us don't. You know what I mean? That's not how a lot of us know how to love. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, y'all. You stay hydrated, you stay high. Always keep a bottle of water by your side. You know what I mean? But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you home, sometimes you feel good. You're able... Even if it's been an emotional day, you're able to feel like you can let those emotions out by yourself. Just make sure all the blinds is down, because the eye in the sky is always watching. All right, make sure you keep your blinds down, because the eye in the sky is always watching. But for real though, you know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta maintain the home feeling. You know what I mean? Keep the home what it is. If you let too many outsiders in your home, it's not home anymore. It's outside now. You know, that's why people say, like, everybody shouldn't know where you live. You feel me? Not everybody should be able to come knock on your door, or not everybody should be able to walk through your door. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. You know what I mean? Home is a special place where you don't feel threatened by anything less than a nuclear bomb. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit'll fuck us up. You feel me? But everything else, we just hide in the basement. If you got a basement. If you don't got a basement, sorry. But, you know, home, you know what I'm saying? Like, you create it to the feeling you wanted to have, the feng shui you wanted to give. You know what I'm saying? When people walk in, they see you. When people walk in, they see your life, how you living. You know what I mean? How you living? Home. You know what I'm saying? Home can be a difficult place to be at the same time. Because sometimes you feel like you always there. Right? So that everything about home just annoys you. Oh no, I'll never want to go outside. Nah, I'm cool. Ain't nothing at home for me. That's because you didn't realize that if you're at home, there's something at home for you. You know what I'm saying? If you at home and You're not talking to nobody on the phone. You're not on social media. What else are you doing besides working on you or trying to find something to occupy you that might interest you? You're trying to find a hobby, right? So if you outside, you're just going to find what's outside. You know what I'm saying? You're just going to find what's outside. But you want to be home. Home is where the real peace is. You know what I'm saying? Yes, home is a sanctuary. You know what I'm saying? It should be a sanctuary. You know what I mean? It should be a sanctuary. You know what I'm saying? It's the solitude of life for some. You know what I'm saying? Because there's things at home that we can't find outside. Right? There's things at home that we can't find outside. There's people outside that we might need. But at home, that's where the relaxation is. You know what I'm saying? That's where the chill vibes are. You know what I mean? I don't know nobody who comes home and they're like, man, I hate this fucking house. Unless, like, your house is booby-trapped. You know what I mean? Like, unless when you walk in your house, you gotta skip across certain floorboards because the shit might pop up and hit you in the face, you know? But home is not a place to hate, you know what I'm saying? Home is a place to meet. You know what I'm saying? It's basically a fucking business, right? Home is your desk, right? Home is where you reset, gather all your information, right? And attack. Attack whatever it is you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. If you want to be an athlete, you're working out at home. If you want to be a business person, you're looking up business strategies. You know, first you're getting internet. You know what I mean? First you're getting internet, but you know what I'm saying? Like you're doing stuff to make you not have to do things that you don't want to do in the future. That's really what it's about. You know what I'm saying? You're creating a place that you feel like you want to spend majority of your time in when you're away from everybody else's thoughts and everybody else's words. When you in complete silence, who are you? You know what I'm saying? That's why it's good to be home. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you really got that silence at home, you're really thinking to yourself like, yo, who am I? What am I doing? Do I want to do this for the rest of my life? Sometimes we have things at home so we don't have to think those things. You know what I'm saying? Video games, and, you know, just distractions. You know what I'm saying? We have distractions at home so we don't have to go through those things. You know what I'm saying? Go through those thoughts. But we made that at home. You know what I'm saying? We made that at home because we was like, yo, look, when I'm outside, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. So when I'm home, I don't wanna do shit except have fun. I put a basketball court, a pool table, a game room, this, that, and the third, like, you know what I mean? Home can also be a room, all right? Home can also be a safe, you know what I'm saying? It's a space, you know what I'm saying? Home can also be a space, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, my real home is my bed, You feel me? Like, my real home is really my bed. You feel me? Once I'm in my bed, I'm trying to shut off the rest of the world. I don't want to hear no sounds. I don't want to hear no construction workers, nobody TV, nobody's music, nobody arguing, none of that. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear my own thoughts for a moment. See what I got to say in my mind. You feel me? After I figure out what I got to say in my mind, I'm like, all right, now let's go to sleep. Let's get some rest. We've worked very hard. We've worked on ourselves very hard. We sat here, came up with a couple of ideas. Now we can rest. We've done something. We didn't just go to work. You know what I'm saying? We didn't just make sure that, you know, this is at home. We didn't just make sure we have this for tomorrow. No. I'm checking on myself first before I go to bed. You know what I'm saying? That's something that we always need to do. Self-reflection. A little self-reflection at the end of the day. You feel me? How did people feel about me today? You know what I'm saying? How did I feel about myself around people today? You know, did I feel like myself or did I feel like someone else? You know what I'm saying? Did I feel like I was being not genuine enough in my day? Is there a way I can be more me? Is there a way I can do something different so that the people that need to see me will see me? The people that need to hear me will hear me. What do I need to do? You know what I mean? I ask myself that every day. I ain't even gonna lie. I ask myself that every day. It's the reason I still be podcasting. You know what I'm saying? I still be promoting it. I still be trying to get people up here. Simply because this is who I am. You know what I'm saying? This is just who I am. I'm the person that's going to come smoke with you and keep it real with you. I'm the person that's going to kick it, have some dope-ass conversations. I'm the motherfucker that's going to have you laughing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's who I am at home. To myself, to my family. You feel me? That's all I know. You feel me? I can be educated, but I'd rather be humorous. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather it come out in a humorous way. You feel me? Like, if I say, I know, like, if I start saying different states, right? I'm gonna say it like the Animaniacs. It's funny. It was funny then. It's funny now. You know what I'm saying? That's what I watched at home. Everything comes from home. So what do you have at home? What are you creating at home? You know what I'm saying? What are you creating at home? And with that, y'all, stay high. You stay hydrated, you stay high. Always keep a bottle of water by your side. Don't forget, if you choking, you ain't smoking. And I ain't joking. Keep it focused. Stay high, y'all.